Caitlin Brown here from the Downtown Brine Association. Today, March 1st, tomorrow, March 2nd, which means March 1st Friday.
That's right. It's time for First Friday. We've got a whole bunch of wonderful things happening this month. Kicking off the evening at the Palace Theater, we have two Brian ISD groups that will be performing. We have the Jane Long Choir performing at 6 p.m., followed by the Henderson Harmonic Group at 6:30. And that will be free to come out to, so come and support our local students. And then the main event at the Palace Theater will be a Battle of the Bands, which will, again, be a free concert. I think there are six different bands lined up for that event.
And that begins when?
At 7.
All right. In addition to the First Friday, a couple things are happening next month that we need to talk about this month.
Yes. So in April, we have two events in downtown Bryan happening. First is our Downtown Street and Art Fair. This will be our 9th annual art fair, which will be happening on Saturday, April 14th, which is also the same weekend as Texas A&M's Family Weekend. So come out to that Saturday from 10 to 6 p.m. We'll be a kids zone, artists from all over the region, food trucks, just a great time down in downtown Bryan.
And still an opportunity if somebody wants to participate in that.
Yes, if you are a local artist, whether you make jewelry or ceramics or photography, we are still accepting applications to have a booth at the art fair.
And contact?
Go to downtownbryan.com and there's an application and all the information there for you.
And then tickets go on sale later this month for another April event.
Yes, on April 28th will be our 3rd annual Firkenfest. So if you are a fan of craft beer, this is the event for you. Tickets go on sale on March 12th. They'll start at $30. And we will have about a dozen different breweries who will be participating. And each of them will be making a... they're already working on their beer that will be available that day to sample. And this is not some beer you can get, you know, at the grocery store, at their tap room. It's specifically made for this event. So if, like I said, if you are into craft beer, this event is for you.
And then wrapping up with an update at the Queen Theater, May 4th is the grand opening. And I've been monitoring city council meetings where calls gone out for volunteers, and I'm guessing maybe there's still a call still for volunteers.
Yes, Councilman Ben Hardiman has been working hard at the Queen, and if you are a skilled laborer, whether it's sheetrock or paint or whatever, there is still a need for that. So you can just call the Downtown Bryan Association office, and we will get you connected with him.
Excuse me, the events we've been talking about, the other things are coming up all online at downtownbryan.com online as well as social media.
Yes, that's right. Stay tuned. Well, as we approach the grand opening of the Queen, we'll have more details about that. And if you're hoping for your event this year to be at the Queen Theater, to rent that facility, that will be available in May as well. So stay tuned for that.
So reservations are not available yet.
If you're interested, we could potentially put you on our schedule. So it just really depends what your event is and when it falls. So
now's the time to call to investigate.
Yes. If you want your event at the Queen Theater, definitely call.
Very good. Caitlin Brown, the Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.